Lecture 27, African Americans in Wartime, Part 1.
In a pair of earlier lectures, we looked at the process by which emancipation was added to the roster of Union war aims. In this lecture, we'll begin a two-part examination of African Americans in the North and the Confederacy during the war. And in this lecture, we'll take up two main topics. First, we'll look at the experience of contrabands, that is, slaves who ran away from their owners to Union lines and tried to make a new life for themselves there. And secondly, we'll look at the experience of black soldiers in the United States Army, the United States Colored Troops, or USCTs, as they were called during the conflict. But we'll begin with contrabands. We've seen during our discussion of the Emancipation Proclamation that that very famous pronouncement by Abraham Lincoln did not immediately convey freedom to anyone. But once the armies moved, they took freedom with them into the South, just as before the Emancipation Proclamation, the presence of armies, United States armies in different parts of the Confederacy, had held out the opportunity to slaves who might be willing to risk a very great deal to flee from their masters toward Union lines. In the course of the war, freedom came in many different ways and at different times to black people across the South. Many slaves became contrabands when their masters became refugees, that is, when the white masters fled their farms as Union armies approached. Others ran away to Union lines when a federal army came near. Most slaves did not avail themselves of the chance to break free of their bondage. By the end of the war, about 1.5 million of the 3.5 million slaves in the Confederacy were in areas or had been in areas directly influenced by Northern military operations. Of those 1.5 million, probably about 500,000 were in areas completely controlled by the Union. About 1 in 7, 500,000 of the 3.5 million slaves in the Confederacy, in other words, took it upon themselves during the course of the war to make their way to freedom. What to do with them became a major problem for the federal government, and we've talked about that before as well. Their actions put great pressure on Union leadership, both military leadership on the scene and political leadership back in Washington, to deal with this growing problem of larger and larger numbers of black people congregating behind Union military lines. This is one of the main arguments put forward by those who believe that African Americans themselves were most responsible for their emancipation. The notion of self-emancipation is tied quite closely to the fact that hundreds of thousands of slaves made their way to Union lines. The United States government never developed a coherent, uniform policy to deal with contrabands. Responsibility was divided among the military, the Treasury Department, which was in charge of confiscated property in the South, and a variety of freedmen's and missionary societies created to bring education and relief to the freed people. The practical power was in the hands of the Army officers on the scene, however, and their first priority usually was military efficiency, not how can I best take care of these black refugees who've come in, but how can I maintain peak efficiency in my unit with the presence of these people who have come in. Let's talk about the contraband camps that were created behind Union lines. That is where the black people were put as they made their way toward what they hoped would be freedom. These camps were usually overcrowded. Disease was rampant in most of them, especially early on. As the war went on, the camps improved somewhat. Guards were posted to keep civilian exploiters and Confederate guerrillas away from the inhabitants of the camps. Black soldiers later in the war often were the ones who would guard the contraband camps. Rations, clothing, and medicine were provided, and missionaries and others from the North often came down to lend a hand in the camps. The military was especially interested in, first, as I've said before, keeping contraband interference with military operations to a minimum. In other words, don't let the presence of these people get in the way of our campaigning against the rebels. That's our main goal here, is to defeat the rebels.